Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. The Burnham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Air Cleaners. South Market Street, Burnham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, we're talking Bluebell Fun Run and Brenham Cubet Softball tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Props going out to Heine Manush and his all-star band. And as always, in studio, our mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger, as we bring you another week of the Brenham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude here on KWHI, KWHI.com. And we'll be talking Brenham Cubet softball in the second half of the program, but in the first half of the program, we are talking our annual visit, the Bluebell Fun Run. It's that time of year. We're getting ready for the annual run through the country, and with us is our old friend, Coach Steve Puckett. And Coach, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Ed, very much. I guess I'm the local attitude. Is that right?
That's it. That's it. Right. You've got the local attitude.
Right. Well, it's great to be back again. And once again, yeah, it's this time of year to talk about this. We've been planning it since we ended last year's, and this will be the 40th annual event. So really fortunate to for it's been going on this long. There's not many things around the state that can say, can boast that they've been going this long. But I tell you, in Brenham, if you start something and do it well, there's a good chance you're going to continue it for a long time. So,
and speaking of doing something well, of course, the Fun Run has always been a big event, always been just incredibly attended and great success. But it seems like the last 5 or 6 years, it really has just grown to a size that we could have only imagined about 10 years ago. I mean, about 10, 15 years ago, it was a great run. A lot of folks,
yes, sir,
well attended. But boy, these last 5 or 6 years, it really has just blown up.
Right. It's you're exactly right. And it just seems, I think running and fitness has become more popular. I know we've done some things. Our team has done some things to promote the event in just maybe different ways than what was done before. With social media, that's, you know, once you put on a good event the first time and you'd make some changes and people enjoy that, if they've had a really good experience. We spent a lot of money early up front when I took it over in 2009 from Coach Hathaway. About the first 3 years, I spent a lot of money on advertising and a lot of magazines and going to races. And then we got the numbers up. And once they started getting up, we just started then just promoting the event itself instead of advertising, and then started using the free social media out there. And that's taken off more than anything. So it's a combination of a bunch of different things. We're a new energy and new life over the past, you know, 7 or 8, 9 years or so has probably helped the event as well. And so when it comes time for me to pass the baton to someone else, then they'll continue on and they'll do it better than I did. So,
and as you mentioned, you know, part of it is that the running, you can't call it a craze anymore.
Right.
I think the word craze probably became outdated about 30 years ago.
Right.
Back in the
it's almost the norm now.
But yeah, back in the 80s, you know, back in the 70s, 80s, it was kind of the running craze, mm-hmm. but that's that's kind of selling it short now, right, to call it a craze. Right. But the fascination with running, but what really I think has really kind of caught my attention year in and year out is that how many families are taking part in this event.
Right.
You don't just have isolated runners. You do have isolated runners showing up, but you don't just have the isolated runners showing up. You have moms and dads and 2, 3, 4 kids, and they're all running, you know, and you've got 4 or 5 brothers and sisters in the same family all running either in the youth run or in the 5K or stepping up and running in the 10K.
Yes, sir. We tried to do, when I took it over, we tried to do, start trying to do more family-oriented things just for that reason. And so, yes, we will get those elite runners, even in the 5K and 10K. And you know, they're here, they show up, they do their normal routine, and, you know, those elite runners are weird anyway because they have the way they do things. They don't want to eat ice cream, or maybe they do, I don't know, but they're set in ways. But when they go run, you know, within 15 minutes, their race is complete, or 35 minutes on the 10K, their race is done. They come get their ice cream if they want to eat it. They'll hang around for a little bit, they'll get their medal, and then they're gone. So we don't necessarily target those elite runners. I get a lot of comments from those runners on the way to handle or organize an event. I look at those, I listen to those. If there's something that I need to really focus on and maybe taking some advice, I will. But other than that, I've tried to focus on those average runners and families to try to make sure they have a good experience. Because if they have a good experience, if I lose one runner to an elite runner to an event, but yet I gain 3 or 4 other families because those families had good, you know, then that's what I care about. So.
Yeah, and what's really neat is just a little factor is that when we start drawing for the half gallons of Bluebell ice cream,
such a strategy to that, Ed. I watch you all the time. I don't know how you do it.
Every kid comes forward, and they're all just standing there holding their number, looking at their number,
for the wizard to call their number.
Waiting to hear if the number gets called at random half gallon of Bluebell.
And we won't divulge any secrets of how you actually do that. But, something else. We're adding a new event this year. I want to just talk briefly about it, is that we're adding a half marathon to the event.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've found a course. It's part of the old 10K course, which goes through Country Place Northwest. Once it hits that, it turns and goes on Berlin Road, heads out towards Windy Acres, Quail Run, and Mount Vernon Road, and then comes back up Old Gay Hill Road, and then hits Berlin again and goes over the bridge, Strangemire Road, and back home. So it's about 9 miles, 8 to 9 miles out in the country. So we truly are boasting now blue bonnets and, you know, cows and pasture and all that. And so it's good to have that event. But I was hoping for 200 the time that race showed up, and I've already got close to 275 right now.
All right.
So I'm very excited about that. And so that's going to bring a whole new set of probably problems as well, but I don't want to think that way. It's probably going to bring a whole new set of personalities to the race. It may not be families for that. It may be a dad who's used to running those longer races now may bring his family, or maybe some college age kids that are, you know, or maybe teams, maybe college runners that are, that may be a good training run for them. So who knows what you're going to get? I know the Boston Marathon typically it's a week after our event or right around it. And so maybe that's a training run for the Boston. And so, I don't know. I've always wanted to do it. And this year decided to, you know, why not? I got bored.
Yeah. I tell you what, those people that run half marathons and marathons, that's a whole different breed of cat there. That you've got to be dedicated to run a 10K. You've got to be a whole different level to run a half marathon and then take it the next level when you go to a marathon.
Yeah, that's, and so I've had people ask me about, you know, there is a course time limit on that course, and you know, it's 3.5 hours. So I've had people ask me, can we walk it? And I, as nice as I can, say, please don't walk it, because there's no way you'll finish in the time allotted, and I don't want to be out there till 3 p.m. So, but we're going to start that event an hour before we start the 10K. So at least, you know, again, what I'll try to do is bring everybody back home around the same time, which is typically around that 9:30 to 10:30 window. And we should be able to do it, you know, but very excited.
And of course, you know, and a lot of people who aren't familiar with the runs and with the races would think, oh, that's going to be a timing disaster. How are you going to do that? It's going to be insane. It's going to be all microchips now.
It's all them computers. Yes, exactly right. And when they come in, we put a chip inside their skin, you know. So
I missed that little part. That's what goes on in the gym when I'm out front. Exactly, huh?
Yeah. So you're out there eating ice cream and trying to organize the way that you hand out the gift certificates. No, it's on the back of their bib. And so one thing we do encourage, and I get this question all the time, that many young moms and dads they'd like to run their kids mile with them. And so we just encourage them to take their bib off before they cross, because otherwise we're going to clock in a 35-year-old kid for the kids' mile.
Right.
We don't have an age division. They're not going to win. So, but no, it's a great, great family event. We've got, you know, already close to 2,300 runners right now, and still have over 6 weeks, I guess, left. And just made our final push, final price break. March 1st, and had a big spike before then. We got an opportunity to go to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, the rodeo run there. Bluebell was, again, pulled their trucks up at the finish line and just gave out free ice cream. So now people in Houston think that that's the norm to go to events. So come to Brenham, that'll be the norm at our event as well.
That's it. And now let's talk about the dates.
Okay.
For the folks that want information. First of all, people want information. What's the best way to get it?
Yeah, that's go to our website, which is www.bluebellfunrun.com. When you click on that screen, you'll be given different tabs at the top where you can go on. Look at the courses. So all the courses we have mapped on mapmyrun.com. They'll take you that. If you want to start training for even the half marathon, you're still not too late. You won't do as well as someone that's been training for a long time. But yet we have novice, intermediate, and advanced trainings for all 5K, 10K, and half marathons there. So you can choose whatever runner you are and then pick out a plan. All about our town. There's links about our town on Saturday. Of course, if you're listening to this, you know all about our town. But to the average runner coming from out of town, they may not know all the perks we have here in Brenham. So, but then there's a place on there to register. When you click on register, it will take you to a different registration page. There, you can register as a participant or a runner, or you can register as a volunteer. And so we're strongly encouraging volunteers. Adding a new event just adds a lot of new dynamics to the event. And so a volunteer would go there and sign up as a volunteer. And when you do, we'll be sending you out emails as he gets closer to about when to show up, what your responsibilities will be. But you'll get a free event staff T-shirt and not have to pay anything to be a volunteer and get all the ice cream you can eat. So there are some perks to the event. It being the 40th year, we are doing a couple of things new for the event in regards to T-shirts. The old vintage look, we're trying to bring that back, and so a ring tee look for our event staff. Of course, that shirt will be on sale for the regular participant as well if they'd like to buy a vintage ring T-shirt. For the half marathon, doing some fun things as well. That's a special event. 5K and 10K, if you've never done one of those before, that's a special event for you. But as you said, the half marathon's a whole different animal that we're trying to target to try to showcase that one. So anyway, don't you go to our website, bluebellfunrun.com. All the information there. My number's on there. You can reach me at the school, at Brenham High School, at spuckett@brenhamk-12.net, or my cell phone, 979-661-0543. Welcome to call or send me a message on that, and I can get back with you. But anyway, it's going to be a great event. We need all the volunteers we can to come out and help. If you live on one of the routes, whether the 5K, 10K, or the half marathon route, within 2 weeks of the event, you'll be receiving a notice that the run is coming on your route and talking about road closures. So just adhere to those. And I'm still going to get a phone call from a lady that needs to go out and get her meds from Walgreens on 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. I just ask that if you can take care of that prior to Saturday morning.
Friday afternoon.
Or Friday afternoon, or possibly even Sunday. I think Walgreens is open on Sunday.
Yeah,
so, just know that this event's coming by your home, and you will know that within 2 weeks of the event. And do everything you can to just make it a fun event, because we have out-of-towners, aliens coming into our town, and we want to make sure that they leave here on a good note and want to come back.
Now, one thing that has really ballooned in the last several years, and that is the participation from other things going on in the parking lot at the high school. Right. It used to be the parking lot, all it had was the Bluebell truck and people milling around and getting free Bluebell snacks.
Yes.
Free Bluebell. I can't urge, I can't emphasize that enough. Free Bluebell snacks. But also, there are so many different things now. You have pet stations. Right. You have chiropractors. Or you have different stations for different people that are presenting things.
Yes, sir.
And talk about that. Talk about that participation.
Yeah, that we want to showcase our town, and so we've allowed vendors. And we're opening up now. Bluebell has graciously allowed us to open up to vendors now. So if you're a business in town, you'd like to you have a product, then give me a shout. Let me know that you'd like to be a vendor. I can get you a vendor application. You'll fill that out, and all the information about the vendor fee and of where to set up is on that vendor application. But we just try to showcase different things in our town. Reagan Mulder, the chiropractor, comes in and she gives pre-race and post-race massages there on tables. We have Brazos Running Company out of Bryan College Station come in, and they're able to watch you walk, watch you run, put you in the right footwear for whatever your needs are. Again, the pet station, we are a pet-friendly race, so if you have a dog you'd like to run with, or heck, if you got a cat you'd like to run with. A couple of years ago, there was a person that brought a monkey. You might remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so I don't encourage the monkey, but you know, just make sure it stays on a leash, please.
Yes.
But we do. We want to, again, for those families who do have dogs, we have a tent with about 15 or 20 dog bowls there. They can lay down. They can cool off. We want to try to take care of them, and you can feed them ice cream as well if you so choose. HEB provides or graciously provides money for us, and so we buy fruit snacks, fruit chews, we buy granola bars, we buy fruit, anything that other runners may want other than just ice cream. We try to provide that as well. And so, anyway, if you're interested, please contact us. Contact me at the school, and my address, my web address, is on the school website.
And and I know that you know, and as you mentioned, it is a pet friendly event. And to be honest, you know, the first years they started, y'all started allowing people to bring their dogs and stuff. Yes, I had trepidation because I thought, you know, here's a potential for something bad to happen.
Right.
And knock on wood, the animals get along great. There haven't been any problems with the animals and people with their dogs getting out of hand. And it's a neat little factor of this that makes the Bluebell Fun Run fun and unique.
No, I agree. And if your pet's not used to being around this, then I would encourage you not to do it, just simply because it could be overwhelming to them. But if your pet is used to going out running with you at the park and being around other animals and children, then you know, we do ask that they stay leashed the entire time. And it really is a good it's a good perk, I guess, to this event. You know, just add some flavor to it.
And you talked about volunteers, of course, volunteers from the public, and also you have quite a group of volunteers that are there that helping out their programs, which aren't so much volunteers. Let's just say they're coerced volunteers.
They are, yes, sir. Since it is a fundraiser for athletic department, we have about 12 or 13 different sports, boys and girls, that are represented there. And so they are they're encouraged strongly to be there.
The only way only a coach can encourage you.
Right. It's just that look. You know, you got that look. And so our kids are out there handing out T-shirts. They're handing out bibs. They're welcoming a guest in the parking lot. They're answering questions they may have. They're at the finish line. They are on the course at water stations. And our kids do a phenomenal job because our coaches enjoy the race as well. And so I've taken that part off of them where they don't have to necessarily go to races and promote the race. I want them fired up, ready to go on that one day instead of drudging it that it's coming because they've already been to four other races and handing out Bluebell Fun Run things and they're not enjoying it anymore. So I've taken that part away and I've taken the burden of advertising on me and my team. And then now the coaches, they just show up with their athletes on that day. So it's a great event. It lasts probably 4.5 or 5 hours total. So it starts at 7:30. The half marathon starts at 7:30, and by 11 o'clock, Ed, you know, 11:30. I'm left in the parking lot cleaning up by myself. So everyone seems to go. And some people, you can't, you know, when Bluebell finally leaves, some people finally leave. They sit there, pull their chairs up, and they just eat ice cream as long as the truck's there. So I slowly start pushing the truck out of the parking lot around 11 o'clock just so I can leave. But no, it's a wonderful event. I've been blessed being able to do this because it's taught me a whole new appreciation of work that I've had since I was a kid. But when you're leading something, you learn to appreciate things more whenever you have them, you know.
All right, and once again, let's go over those important dates.
Yeah, Saturday, April 14th is the event. Friday, April 13th will be packet pickup for those that have already pre-registered or that would like to register prior to Saturday. Is Friday, April 13th from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And then the event is Saturday, April 14th. Registration and packet pickup begins at 6:15 in the morning on Saturday. And the first race kicks off at 7:30. And that's the half marathon. Kids Miles goes off at 8 o'clock a.m., the 10K at 8:30 a.m., and then the 5K at 8:45 a.m. So anyway, we're excited and ready to go. Well, we're not quite ready to go, but we're so excited.
All right, and again, the site again is bluebellfunrun.com.
Uh-huh. And my email is spuckett@brenhamk-12.net.
All right, and again, that's got all the information. The dates as far as when does the entry fee go
everything
up and all of that.
Yes, sir.
So that's all they do. Just that's go it. Online. And go it's got all the information.
Anything you need. You can also contact Tracy Campbell or Jamie Maurer. They're really my right-hand people in everything I do there. So they both are at the high school and teach at the high school. And that's the greatest thing is that we're talking, you know, this is not our full-time job. We actually have other jobs. I get about 30 minutes a day to work on the fun run. And if I didn't have the team with me to pull this thing off, then I don't think I know I couldn't do it by myself. And so very blessed to have them. And their leader is whacked in the brain sometimes because I have ideas. But they're ideas that I think are going to be something that's going to encourage the event and make us better. So right now for the next 2 weeks, you may drive around town and see our banners. For the next 2 weeks, they'll be flying, I think, around HEB. There may be one downtown. I can't remember where I put them up, but you'll see a Bluebell Fun Run banner Saturday, April 14th.
All right. All right. One thing I don't think we touched on, the corporate challenge. If you got a business that's got some runners.
Yeah. We have a team challenge in both 5K and 10K. We do not have a team challenge this year in the half marathon. That will be next year, I can promise you. But the 5K and 10K have a team challenge, so you have to register at least 5 people and no more than 10. And so we score the top 5 times in each one of those events. And we have a traveling trophy that travels with the team. And so if the team from Louisiana comes in and they win, they're taking that thing back to the Cajun country.
You can't let that happen.
Well, we keep a tight leash on it. So we have a chip in that trophy as well. We know where it is. Right? We encourage teams and it's fun. It's fun to locally. Sylan Schrader won it for many years. And then that trophy stayed inside their storefront when you walked in. So they still have a team back this year. It's tough sometimes. Because they're competing against running clubs now, because now running clubs have taken it over, and so running clubs have your sometimes elite runners, and they put in there. But nonetheless, there's been some businesses that have, have won it, even though there's been other running clubs there. So,
I won't be able to run because I'll be busy working. But
yeah,
I'll
oh my
see
gosh.
If I can get Craig Montana and Trail Boss Troy and Blake.
Yes. And what do we need to time y'all with?
Tommy?
We need to time you with a calendar.
Calendar.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. January through
That's
December.
That's it. So, well, Coach, it's always a pleasure. And again,
yes,
that site is bluebellfunrun.com.
That's it.
All right. We urge everybody to get online and check it out. And we're looking forward to the annual Bluebell Fun Run.
Sounds
Coach,
great.
Cannot
Thank
wait.
You, Ed, so much. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Coach Stephen Puckett with us tonight.
Can we talk softball now?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. We'll let you do the interviews for the next half hour.
That sounds great. How's that sound? I can do it.
All right. We got it. We got it. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk softball here on the Brenham Sports Line. One thing I want to touch on real quickly here before we go to the break. If you have not heard, if you we had with our sports all throughout the afternoon, Coach Glenn West is stepping down immediately. He has taken the job as assistant executive director with the Texas High School Coaches Association. We'll have more on that within the next couple of days, but the search is now on for new athletic director and head football coach at Brenham High School. 20 years as head coach for Coach West, 182 wins, 58 losses. Career record between Brenham and Kemp, 223 wins, 79 losses. We wish Coach West and his wife, Julie, the best of luck in their new endeavor. And as I said, we will have more on that coming up in the over the next several days.
Rosie, come out tonight!
This is the Brenham Sports Line. Coming up, Brenham Cubet softball here on KWHI. After the break.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer. Looking to lose weight the healthy way? Then attend the Baylor Scott & White Community Wellness and Diabetes Center's Learn Well, Live Well program, Losing Weight the Healthy Way, featuring Dr. Christopher Knut. The program is on Thursday, March 8th from noon till 1 in the Education Room at the Baylor Scott & White Hospital at 700 Medical Parkway. This event is free, but reservations are encouraged. Call Baylor Scott & White Wellness and Diabetes Center to leave your name and number at 979-830-5017. That's 979-830-5017.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleat in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Chuck Severson. Violence on the campus of Michigan State University in East Lansing ahead of the alt-right movement leader Richard Spencer's scheduled speech. ABC's Simon Shaquette is there.
Very tense, at times violent, people just refusing to follow the instructions by police out here, trying to physically prevent police vehicles from passing through this street. We've seen half a dozen arrests at least. A couple hundred protesters began arriving hours ago, clashing with cops and alt-right supporters. Punches were thrown, faces bloodied.
Among those urging President Trump to not impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan and House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady. President Trump earlier.
The biggest problem is China. We lost $500 billion. How previous presidents allowed that to happen is disgraceful.
If the president means trade deficits, that number with China is inaccurately high, and no government loses money when consumers in one country buy more goods from another country than vice versa. Does Senator Dick Durbin, Illinois Democrat, support tariffs?
I need more detail. You see, we're importing a lot of steel and aluminum from Canada. No one has ever argued that Canada is engaged in unfair trade practices when it comes to those commodities. We do believe other countries have engaged in those.
A new analysis by the Independent Trade Partnership, a nonpartisan pro-trade group, using the Commerce Department's data, predicts that tariffs could lead to the loss of tens of thousands more jobs than they would create. Former Trump advisor Sam Nunberg says he will not comply with a subpoena from Special Counsel Robert Mueller to appear before the grand jury investigating Russia.
I'm not going to cooperate. What do I have to spend 80 hours going over my emails.
Nunberg on MSNBC earlier. Presidential Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked about it.
As we've said many times before, there was no collusion with the Trump campaign.
This is ABC News.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/newsradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/newsradio. ZipRecruiter.com/newsradio.
Not rising much more on average, the price of gasoline, says ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
New numbers out from the Energy Department show the price of regular unleaded has gone up about a cent in the past week to $2.56 a gallon on average nationwide. That's 22 cents higher than gas prices were a year ago at this time. In California now, the average price of regular unleaded is at $3.36 a gallon, 36 cents higher than a year ago.
In custody and accused of stealing Frances McDormand's Best Actress Oscar last night at the Governor's Ball. After the ceremonies, Terry Bryant, 47 years old, say LA police. She has the statuette back. Bryant held on $20,000 bail. Cops say he somehow got a ticket to the Governor's Ball. ABC's Jason Nathanson says ratings show these were the least watched Oscars ever.
Probably a combination of political fatigue, the fact that not a lot of people had seen the nominated movies, and the fractured nature of TV viewing these days. Everything from the Olympics to the Super Bowl has seen recent ratings drops.
Our Jason Nathanson, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Ed Pothel with WHI Local News Update. The family of Burnham City Councilmember Charlie Pyle has issued a statement on his condition. Pyle, the owner of Must Be Heaven Restaurant, was found unconscious in his restaurant Friday morning, taken to College Station Medical Center, where he was treated after suffering a heart attack caused by a blocked carotid artery. Pyle is in stable condition at this time. The family says they're hopeful for a full recovery pending results of upcoming medical evaluations. 15 polling locations opened Tuesday for the 2018 Republican and Democrat primaries in Washington County. A number of local races on the Republican ballot. No races on the Democrat ballot. Now, the polling locations will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. For a list of those locations, go to our website, kwhi.com, or the Washington County Clerk's website. KWHI will have live extensive coverage of the results Tuesday evening following the closing of polls. Austin County District Attorney Travis Kane confirming that he's acting on behalf of Washington County in investigating complaints against candidate for Washington County Court at Law Judge Robbie Gail Charette. Kane, acting as a special prosecutor, investigating charges that Charette may have violated election laws in the current campaign, mostly involving financial reporting. Charette told the Brennan Banner Press she believes the investigation is politically motivated. And Washington County commissioners moving their meeting Tuesday. They have relocated to the courthouse annex because of voting. The short meeting getting underway at 9 a.m. Forecast calling for a 60% chance of rain. Look for an afternoon high of 80, overnight low of 46. I'm Ed Pothel for KWHI, where the news comes first.
March is known for many things, like the rodeo, baseball season, and the start of spring. March is also Texas History Month, and we here at Toppers have a new bourbon that is named after one of the legendary figures that fought to secure our independence from Mexico.
Benjamin Rush Milam was born in Kentucky in 1788. He later moved to Texas when it was under Mexican control. Milam is best known for the Siege of Bihar. On December 5, 1835, Milam led the army of Texas rebels against Santa Anna's forces to capture San Antonio. 2 days into the siege, he was killed by a sniper. His men fought on, and another 2 days later, Santa Anna's forces surrendered. Ben Milam's single-barrel straight bourbon whiskey was named for the Texas hero. His descendant, concert promoter Marsha Milam, created this whiskey in honor of her ancestor. It recently won a double gold medal at the 2017 San Francisco World Spirits Competition. You'll find Ben Milam Whiskey at Topper's Liquor and Wine, 2129 South Market Street in Brenham. Proud to be Texas-born and bred.
This is David Stahl. As a young firefighter, I responded to a gas leak with the fire chief. When we arrived, the chief just sat in the truck, watching a gas crew looking at the leak. Another gas company truck arrived, and yet we continued to sit in our truck as they too looked in the hole. A third truck arrived, and the chief said, "Let's go." Later, I asked how he knew the last truck had the crew that would repair the leak. His answer was simple. The driver of that truck got out with his work gloves. As you size up candidates for state representative, you should know that David Stahl is the one showing up ready to work. The one with the most experience, the one that supports your public schools, law enforcement, and firefighters. The one that will fight to reduce the size of government, lower taxes, and return greater control to your county, city, and school board. Give me a few minutes of your time Tuesday and vote David Stahl for state representative, and I'll give you 2 full years of my time.
Political ad paid for by David Stahl Campaign.
On the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude here on KWHI and KWHI.com. And we are brought to you each and every week by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Hair Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Want to thank Coach Stephen Puckett for joining us in the first half of the program. Again, if you're interested in the Bluebell Fun Run, you can sign up at or get more information at bluebellfunrun.com. And as always, of course, we love to be out there every year for the Bluebell Fun Run, broadcasting live right here on KWHI and KWHI.com. Now we're shifting gears here on the sports line as we start talking Brenham Cubitt softball. The Cubitt softball team is well into the 2018 season. Going to now re-crank up district play tomorrow night. And with us is Coach Katie Roberts of the Cubettes. And Coach, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Great to have you here. And of course, now the tournaments are pretty much out of the way. And here it is. District play is here now for pretty much the rest of the year.
Correct, which is good. We can get in a routine a little bit and have our practice days and go out and compete every game. So.
And how about the way things have developed? You've had three tournaments with a slew of games. You've already had one district game. You had some pre-district games. How do you feel about the way things are coming together?
I feel like we're continuously getting better. We had a really good weekend. Well, first district game and weekend this past weekend. And the kids are working really hard at their at-bats. I think offensively we've come around a lot. I would say that defensively and pitching. I think every single game that they've played, we've gotten a little bit better, and that needs to happen right now because this is the time of year where it matters. So I've been happy with where we've came in the three weekends that we've had tournaments, for sure.
Now, you have a lot younger team than we've seen over the past couple of seasons, just one senior in your starting lineup. Talk about the development of the younger players that are now getting a chance to become full-time players on this team.
You know, I think it took them a little while to, you know, get used to playing and get used to varsity experience. And so with that coming around now, I think that's why we're seeing that we're performing a little bit better. They get their nerves out and can just go out and compete and not worry so much. But they're starting to learn their positions, learn being next to each other, learn more about the game and stepping into that spot. Okay.
And has it been a case of maybe a couple of players kind of stepping up, or has it been kind of leadership by committee on this team?
I think it's full. You know, each one of them brings something different to our team. Everybody that is involved, and I enjoy that about it. I wouldn't say that too many people are very, very strong leaders, but they all contribute in a certain way, opposed to one person or two people being very apparent in that job. So,
now we talked a little bit about the tournaments that you've played in. If you look at the teams that you have played, it's like a who's who of last year's playoffs. You've played some incredible teams, a very tough pre-district schedule. Talk about how you feel that's prepared you now for the next 13 games.
Well, we knew district is going to be tough. It's a very tough district. So when preparing and deciding, especially when we get to decide on our first tournament of who we play, we as coaches put tougher competition because we know that we have to be ready for the pressure situations that district is going to bring. And that's the time of the year that you've got to play or you're out. So I'm happy with who we put ourselves against, and I think we've learned against teams that we've gotten beat by or even tied in games that we shouldn't have. So I wouldn't change that. This last tournament, I thought teams compared to the ones that we played at the Brenham tournament as far as skill went, and the score at the end of the game was a lot different and went our way. So I can tell that growth is continuing, and we put ourselves against some good pitching a few times, and that needs to be seen as well so we can continue to get better.
And this being a relatively young team, you've got some players who are playing some positions for the first time and making some adjustments for the team. Talk about that, about players learning new positions and moving around a little bit.
Well, I think they'll probably still tell you they don't know what the lineup's going to be daily and where they're asked to go defensively. I mean, we could change in between an inning and three or four different positions are being changed. So they're good athletes and they can adjust to playing different spots, which is huge, especially if we make a pitching change or something and we need to, or an injury. I mean, we've had an injury and we've mixed things up already from the beginning of the year. So they're doing a good job of taking whatever their role is and doing it for the team. And that's hard sometimes, especially when you're not used to positions. So I continuously tell them, you know, if you're in the dugout or if you're watching another game, watch what other people do in certain positions. Watch how they warm up. Watch how the catcher throws. And you can always learn new things about each position, and that's going to make you more marketable when it comes to the college game as well.
All right. And if you could kind of, this your first season as head coach of the Cubs, compare this with taking over in your last job in Santa Fe, taking over that program and taking over this program. Kind of compare and contrast the two.
I will say personally, I knew what to expect coming in into a job, so I had my ducks in a row a little bit more since this isn't my first head coaching job. So my first season at Santa Fe, there was a lot of, you know, issues that we had to deal with continuously. However, it was my most successful year. So things are running a little bit more smooth as far as, you know, just the behind the scenes kind of things. As far as practice goes, I feel like it's on the same level. We're going out, we're competing as far as games go. I mean, my 3 years that I was at Santa Fe, I had a very dominant pitcher. She's now playing at LSU. So the makeup of our team is a little bit different, where everybody's having to contribute a lot more as far as, you know, we've got to score multiple runs to win ball games right now, and that's our continuous goal, whereas there we could get away with having a one-run game, you know. So the approach to the kids that we have is a little bit different, and running a fast game and a lot more lefties. I have a little bit more lefties in the lineup and that sort of thing. But as behind-the-scenes stuff has been a little bit easier to this point.
Speaking of the behind-the-scenes stuff, has it been kind of a unique situation in that everybody in town, you know, they know you, you know, and so do they feel like they can just come up and make suggestions?
I haven't had that yet. I will say our parents have done a good job of kind of leaving us alone and making our decisions, and they're probably putting more pressure on the kids at home than they are putting the pressure on us. So I'm thankful for that. I mean, I wish they were a little nicer to the kids at home, but, you know, they're working hard and doing the best they can. So as of now, we haven't had a lot of issues as far as that's concerned, and I can't complain about that, of course.
All right. And one of the things that I thought was really neat was the first ever team banquet, the team dinner that night at the fairgrounds. What did it mean, do you feel, to have your players, this group of players here, look at the team that won the first ever 4A state softball championship in Texas high school history, to see those women and those leaders up there, and they were part of what this team could potentially become, state champs.
Right. I think it's very inspiring, number one, to see the bond that they all still have with one another. And the second thing, my biggest word would be family. I felt like in the room that night, we were all one big family, regardless of what team we were on. And that's huge. I don't think you can find that everywhere. And that's special about Brenham.
All right. And we've got some members of the team. We're going to visit with them here in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, members of the Brenham Cabet softball team here on the Brenham Sports Line.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in our area. Tuesday, March 6th, Craig will be speaking with Jason Smalley of the Belleville Police Department about the Back the Blue 5K run. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. 805 South Market in Brenham.
And we're back at the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude, and brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Air Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. With us tonight, we're talking Brenham Cabet softball here in the second half of the program. Coach Katie Roberts, and Coach, you brought some of your players with you. If you could introduce your players for us.
We have Kat Marshall here, Mickey Eshte, Caitlin Whitehead, and Caroline Schrader.
All right, and we'll start with Kat, right to the to the left. Coach Kat, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Question is, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
I can imagine. talk a little bit about how the season's going so far.
I think we're doing really good, and I think that we definitely, like she said, have grown since our scrimmages, and every single weekend we just keep getting better and better and working better as a team.
What are some of the things that you feel that going into the season y'all weren't a little sure of that have really kind of gone your way so far?
Well, I mean, we do have, like, shortage of pitching. I mean, like, not shortage, but, like, we don't have, like, as much of a variety as we could have. And I think that we were more kind of nervous of them making sure that they keep, like, working hard and being able to pitch as many games as they have to. And I think that they really have done a good job at that.
And what's been the highlight so far?
For what?
As far as the season, what's been kind of the highlight of the season so far? First, as a team.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Okay, so we beat Alito the other day, uh-huh. And we were like, oh, yeah, football team, we got you. Oh, MagWest. Yeah, beating yes. MagWest in the start of district, definitely best feeling.
Yeah, and that wasn't that close a game, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't.
I mean, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. and also, talk a little bit about you've got to be having fun right now, the way you're hitting the ball. How much fun is it when the ball's coming up there, like, about that big?
It's the greatest feeling in the world because it's like, oh, yeah, like, I know I'm about to hit this ball. And like it's about to go down. It's a good feeling. Because, like, sometimes it just doesn't happen, and it's about, like, this big around. And so, I mean, seeing it is a good thing. And, yeah.
All right, and what's the team going to have to do now over the next five to seven weeks to feel good about your chances to not just win the district, but feel good going into the playoffs?
I think we just have to keep working hard every single day, putting in the work, and getting better as a team.
All right, Kat, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and next up is McGee, and welcome to the program.
Hi.
Great to have you here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and talk a little bit about the season so far. How do you feel about the way things have gone?
It was a bit of a rocky start, but I think now we've all got our swag, so I think we've all got our swag back. So I think now, like, you can continuously see us improve. So I think it's going to be a good year.
And how do you feel about the way things are going so far, as far as you and getting comfortable with the way things are going right now?
Really, I don't know how to answer this question. I'm comfortable with third. I was expecting third just because that's where I've been playing for the past year. Continuously at the plate, I'm always trying to get better. I'm always trying to get faster. We work a lot on placing the ball at practice. So I work on that and practice during the games all the time with my dad. So I'm feeling good about everything.
All right. And talk a little bit about, being at the being up of top of the lineup, first couple of batters, kind of setting the table and getting things going.
Two hole is a very pressuring position. My sister always gets on. So she always calls a bunt for me. So I'm always thinking I got to get it down. So there's the pressure there, but it's really fun. I love moving my sister. I love being in that spot. It's a fun spot to be in.
And talk a little bit about the defense, because it is such a lot of times the games come down to 2-1, 3-2 scores, things like that. So talk about a little bit about the pressure and the defense that you guys play.
I think it's really important to keep a tight defense. I think we've done a really good job about keeping a tight defense. Our pitchers are doing an awesome job about keeping the ball down, getting us ground balls. And if it's not a ground ball, a pop-up that's very catchable for everyone on the field. I think everyone's doing a good job in those pressure situations. We do need to get better just because every once in a while we have a slip-up, but, I mean, we can always fix that.
All right, McGee, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and next up is Caitlin, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, great to have you. Great to have you here. Actually, you're in this station all the time, but it's good to have you here on that side of the microphone.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the season so far.
I think it, like McGee said, it started off a little rocky too, but I think we're all gaining our ground, and it's going pretty good right now.
All right, and talk a little bit about how you're feeling, because it seems like about the last couple of weeks or so, everything really is coming around, and you're really hitting the ball well.
Yeah, it feels really good. Like, at the beginning of the season, I wasn't at my best with hitting, but I think it's all coming around, and I'm hitting the ball pretty good, yeah.
And what are some of the strengths of the team?
I think our strengths are definitely, our hitting is definitely a strength that we have, especially with Kat. we can always count on her.
And what about the defense of this team? Talk about because I know that some of the games that I've had a chance to witness, very few errors, not too many mistakes. Talk about the defensive aspect of this team.
Yeah, we're all working really hard to, like, we all work hard on each and every ball that Amanda pitches, and we're all just trying to do our best.
And I was talking about some of the players learning new positions. You're playing first base. What's it like over there? You've been in the outfield that we've seen.
Yeah.
But what's it like being at first base and also being that close to the batters?
Yeah, I actually really like it. It's a good change. Like, I feel like really more involved. Like, in the outfield, you're like so far away. And at first base, I feel like really involved in every single play.
And do you ever have to get on the infielders a little bit? Hey, throws up. Keep the throws up. I don't want to hit the block stuff.
I actually really like digging the ball, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks, you.
All right. And oops. Next up over the corner is Caroline, there you go. Okay.
Hi.
I couldn't see you around the corner there.
Oh, no, you're good.
All right. All right. Well, Caroline, first of all, how much fun has this season been so far?
Oh, it's great. I love it. Most of us have been playing like Little League and select ball since we were like 5 years old. So it's great to come back in high school softball and get together and play.
And and talk a little bit about what are some of the things you like best about being on this team?
Oh, it's great. You know, like, ever since you were a little girl, you've been dreaming of wearing this uniform across your chest and finally having the opportunity to do it with your friends. It's an amazing feeling to represent your hometown in Brenham, Texas.
And talk about the season as far as preparing you now for district play, because your next 13 games are all district games. How have these first 3 weeks prepared you for that?
They prepared me really well. These next 5 weeks are going to be crucial, and like every game counts. So I think us being dedicated and hard work and just mentally getting it through will help a lot. So we're looking forward to it.
And what do you feel is the strength of this softball team?
Is that everyone is, like, we're all really stiff. Like, we stay together, we stick together. If one falls, we're going to help pick you up. Like, everyone has their strengths, and it's really cool because, like, we balance each other out if one messes up, which is really awesome.
All right, and finally, I had someone hand in an ended question. He wants me to ask. There was a little competition on the bowling lanes earlier. How okay. did the Cubettes do against the Cubs?
All right. Can we not talk about this?
Well, so the thing is, well, we really don't know.
Okay.
But, I'm going to get in trouble by the baseball guys, but women always win. Sorry, but women are awesome. So we won that. Even though we didn't tally it up, I think we won.
All right. And Kat wants to, what's it?
I hate bowling. I think I rolled like a 40, and I don't like doing it.
Wait, I'm
going to
say mine, too.
Go ahead.
Me and Caitlin were on a lane with baseball players, yeah. and through all the trash talk, we did better than they did.
Yeah.
All right.
Highest.
All right.
Caitlin had a 140. Very proud of her for all of the hard work she's had.
All right. All right. Very good. And Coach, as you know, we visited with the players, and what kind of went through your mind as you heard their answers and how they talked about the team and the aspect of their teammates and so forth?
Well, I agree that they get along very well as far as team chemistry goes, and sometimes that can be very difficult as a coach. And so the way that they're going to get through that is being, you know, true to one another and being good teammates, and they've done that so far. I heard a few of them say we had a rocky start. We had a rocky start. I would agree with that, and I think part of that is them learning me and what I bring as well, and that was a change for them, so they had to push back, you know, push through that, and I think they kind of know a little bit more what to expect and can handle that a little bit more as of right now as well, so.
All right, and we do want to remind everybody tomorrow night at Alumni Field.
Yes, come out, be loud, wear green.
The Cubettes,
it's going to be a tough game. Tomball Memorial's 2-0, so we need.
And KWHI.com, but we urge everybody to go to the game. Be loud, stay late.
That's right.
Go crazy.
Go Cubettes.
That's it. All right, so Coach, appreciate it, and Cubettes, thanks an awful lot for being here tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and again, that is tomorrow night out at Alumni Field, and we urge you to be there at 7 o'clock first pitch. KWHI, KWHI.com. Back to wrap it up right after this.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do,
Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Are you ready to find out if your favorite candidates will win the primary? Then join the KWHI news team on Tuesday, March 6th at 7 p.m. for complete primary election coverage. Get the earliest results in all the races, federal, state, and local, including Washington and surrounding counties. This live coverage is brought to you in part by Chapel Hill Bank, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, Budweiser Mike Hopkins Distributing, Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, and Computer Helpers. Tune in for election results on March 6th starting at 7 p.m. on KWHI.
And we're back here on the Redham Sports Line. And thanks to Coach Katie Roberts and the members of the Cubettes for being here in studio. And again, a reminder, the Cubettes and Tom Ball Memorial, that'll be tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Alumni Field, 6:40 pregame with Doug Brown and Tommy Lange on KWHI and KWHI.com. And then Tommy and I will be at the microphone Friday night for more Cubette District Softball. And, of course, Brenham Cub Baseball coming up. The Cubs hosting the Alumni Association Tournament Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Urge everybody to come on out. Going to be a bunch of alumni there. Some guys maybe hadn't seen in a while. Going to be out there visiting with everybody and enjoying the alumni tournament. We're looking forward to it. It's one of my favorite weekends every year is to visit with the Brenham Cub alumni during alumni tournament weekend. So come on out and join us. It's going to be a ton of fun out there at Fireman's Park. And again, if you have not heard, as we announced earlier in the program and have announced pretty much throughout the afternoon, it is the end of an era here in Brenham. Head football coach Glenn West, athletic director for the last 20 years at Brenham High School, stepping down immediately. He is taking over as assistant executive director of the Texas High School Coaches Association. A great opportunity for a great man and a good friend, Coach Glenn West. And we wish he and his wife, Julie, the absolute best after 20 years of service to the district. The search now on for a new head football coach and athletic director. We'll have more on that coming up tomorrow morning on Friendly Country Sports. And don't forget the Bluebell Fun Run. Again, thanks to Coach Stephen Puckett for joining us here. And for more information on that, just go to bluebellfunrun.com. You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Thanks to Coach Stephen Puckett and to Coach Katie Roberts and members of the Brenham Cubette softball team for joining us tonight. If you missed any of the program, you'll be able to catch it beginning tomorrow morning on our website, kwhi.com. for Heidi Mnuchin's All-Star Band, and for our Sportsline mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger. On the Sports.ed Pop, we see you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel on the Brenham Sportsline.